application for Anitra Carter, Anitra Carter. Anitra Carter. The date of birth is 8/30/1976. Date of accident is 7/11/2023. And data service is 7/19/2023. The patient is referred by Dr. Ehsan, her primary care physician, for evaluation and follow-up visit on this patient. This patient was involved in an automobile accident a week ago on 7/11/2023. Chief complaints are chest pain, right breast pain with the swelling, contusion, headaches, middle pain, mid back pain, lower back pain, pain in both the legs, both wrists, pain in the neck, especially on the right side, pain in both knees. The history of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was involved in this accident on 7/11/2023 at 4 p.m. as a restaurant driver. She was driving a Dodge Grand Caravan on East Plymouth near a telegraph. So she was traveling on eastbound Plymouth Road. After crossing the telegraph towards Greenfield, she reported that several police cars came spreading with the flashlights on. She stopped. She was hit on a passenger side T-bone, and there was a lot of smoke. She didn't know what kind of car hit her. Her car was moving at 30 to 35 miles, and another car was moving at 40 miles an hour. She further tells that when she was traveling on Plymouth Road, going toward Greenfield after crossing Telegraph, she saw a lot of dust and the police cars were speeding by. She decided to roll over and that's the last thing she remembers as she was awakening by her daughter and the police talking. The patient reported that she was restrained and airbags opened, all of them deployed. There was a loss of consciousness, and it was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. She was taken to Garden City Hospital after the accident. The patient further reported that family came within 10 minutes to help her, and all the airbags burnt. The roof, steering wheel were damaged. The car was totaled, and front driver's side was damaged in the outside. Windshield in the front was cracked, and the hood was broken. Headrest, steering wheel, dashboard and console are all okay. In the injury patient report that she injured her chest and especially her breast. On the right side, airbag hit into both legs below the knee. Right shoulder was injured with contusion after hitting into console or something, or seat belt maybe, I don't know. She doesn't know. The chest definitely hit into the airbag. And she noticed a knot, K-N-O-T, in the right breast. The patient reports that she had to be woken up. She had passed out for more than 20 minutes. After this accident, she feels very confused, disoriented, lightheaded, dizziness and vertigo. In the ER, patient was taken by ambulance for Garden City Hospital. By her mom and, sorry, not ambulance, but by her mom and daughter. X-rays, CT scan were all okay, they were done. And she remained there for 4 hours before being discharged. She said MRI had not been done. So far, she has tried acupuncture, chiropractor, tense unit, physical therapy, massage, psychologist, psychiatrist, alternate medicine, medications, and even epidural injection, but it must be for some other accident, not for this particular accident, because this accident happened only 7 days ago. I have to clarify this issue with the patient. Sister presenting illness, patient reports of severe headaches, which are located in the front, 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise. Associated factors are seizures, but no nausea, vomiting, or aura. In the TBI symptom, patient reports that she's suffering, in addition to headaches, dizziness. The dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, fearful of the event, being in the bed, seizures, spots in the vision. However, she denies any further loss of consciousness or ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear. No taste problem, smell problem, no issues with the chewing the food, masseter problem, or even 5th and 7th nerve palsy. No nausea, vomiting, no blurred vision or loss of vision field are reported. Patient further reports sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, difficulty walking, weakness, lightheadedness, tingling. Tingling and numbness are present in the both legs and the right arm. She denies any saddle anesthesia or incontinence of the bowel or urine. Further, she has issues with the mood, depression, concentration, and anxiety. However, she denies any suicidal thought or homicidal thoughts. Regarding the pain, patient has a severe pain in the neck, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with radiation to the right arm, literally with involvement of 3rd and 4th finger as numbness and tingling. The middle back, upper back pain is 9, lower back pain is 10, and she reports that the leg are also feeling tingling and numb. The big toe on both sides of the foot are numb. She further has injury to the knees and upper part of the legs due to the airbag. The knees pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and both the legs are swollen, although there is no laceration. She reports of chest pain due to the airbag, and especially her right breast is having a knot and is injured, some contusion. Headaches are continuing. Actually, they are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are present all day long. Lastly, she has a pain in the right shoulder, and she is only able to lift her arm in 60 degrees of abduction. Pain level is 8. Overall, the pains are continuous, consistently, and they are described as throbbing, sickening, punishing, heartburning, aching, tiring. Pain severity, 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, bending, sitting, and improved by lying down and medications. The muscle weakness is reported in the right arm and both legs. System review is unremarkable except for depression and for neurological disorder for fainting and headaches and dizziness, back or neck pain injury. Past surgical history, none is checked. And in the allergies, there is an allergy to liquid Darlington. Family history is as follows. Mother is alive with high blood pressure. Father is alive with diabetes. Siblings, one of the siblings has a seizures. Relationship status, patient is widowed. Employment status, patient is self-employed. Currently, she is not working due to the pain. She is employed part-time. Legal history, patient has Howard Weingarten as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Thank you. The rest of the physical exam and plan of care and treatment plan on the next session. Thank you.